Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant are just a few names. Of all the great ones, they call the best, but there's just one name they haven't named yet. When the clock is down and the ball's in his hand, he's always the winning man. So even though you have your starting line, let me tell you who's the greatest of all time. He's born. Michael Jackson is the greatest name. And if you need someone to win the fight, many say Ali is the greatest guy. But there's one name that tops them all, from the stage to the ring, he's the one to call. Michael is king of pop, my God is king of kings. Ali is a great fighter, but my God is the Lord of the rings. Just listen. Oh, he is. The blind to see, he died upon the cross, third day he did rise, power in his hand, he's the greatest of all time. Yeah.
Come on, bless him right there. He's the greatest.
Oh, and every knee shall bow.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Hallelujah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me. And they testing me. They keep stressing me. Because they never heard a preacher flow. Show. Go. No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you?
Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things.
Can't you see?
Many great things.
Thank you.
don't mess with that no more. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here who knows he's got some right there. Devil said you weren't gonna get the great thing.
When I hear God say,
on your favorite gospel station.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
Oh, with a real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Down, no fault, only me. Somebody to look. Ask the question. Must Jesus bear that cross alone? All of this world, this world go free. Bear the cross for everyone. I know that one somewhere for me. And then he got up. He got up. He got up. Went on up the hill. Kept on walking for you. He kept on walking. And for me, he kept right on walking. After a while, after a while, when it got real quiet, way back in Jerusalem, they could still hear power saying that same thing, telling everybody, I can't find no fault in it. I can't find no fault in it. Anybody here tonight can say that same thing. I can't find no fault in it. Have you ever brought you through? Have you been good to you? Anybody here tonight, can you tell?
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chickens, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, chickens, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, chickens, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys,
you made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Come on! Yes, you have. You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can.
first and the last. No man can work like him. You know he's King of Kings. He's my Lord, he's my all. Jesus Christ, the first and the last. No man can work like him.
My Lord.
Lord of the Lord, I love him because he loved me. He died on a Calvary. I keep the Sabbath because he made it for me. He called me out of the world because.
On my left, God could not have felt more far away. God could not have felt more far away. Father, unless I know you, can't get to heaven.
confidence was stolen, but you gave it back again, and every mistake that I made, you have forgiven. I was misplaced. Classic case of mistaken identity, kidnapped by my sin, but your grace found me, and you ransomed me, Lord, when I was depending on you, you ransomed me with your love. Mercy down to my rescue. You can set the captives free. I know, cause you did it just for me. You ransomed me with your captured by sin. May God's grace found me. Oh, you ransomed me, Lord. I was depending on you, and you ransomed me, Lord. Send mercy down to my rescue. You can't
journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace be still." The sun came out. The clouds dissipated. The thunder hushed his voice. The winds went back in his chamber and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
"Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows
tossing high. Oh yes, the sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that we threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave. A grave. A grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Obey my will. Peace be still. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Heaven, Oh, hey. gonna get better. Everything's gonna be alright. Every day, keep growing stronger. Walk by faith and not by sight. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Gonna be alright. Be alright. Oh yeah. So pick yourself up and touch yourself up. Cause you're the giving end. Keep your eyes up on the cross. It's your season to win. Everybody say,
I have to moan. doctor said
I'd be a vegetable.
Right. But look at me.
Oh. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Because
he fixed it.
Yes, he fixed it.
If you know that he can do it.
Yes,
if you know
if you
that
know,
he can do
he
it.
Can do
tell
it. Somebody.
What I long for, holiness, it's what I need, it's not a cliche, holiness, holiness, it's what you want, for me, take my heart.
No, I want to get to this, this is
Brokenness,
yes.
Lord, that's what I long for. That brokenness is what I need. Brokenness.
The spirit of pride hates that verse.
You told me to come to you with a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
This is my prayer.
Take my will. Conform it to your, oh Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Take my heart, Lord.
Woo.
My heart and mold it.
I'm sorry. Somebody praise God real quick here.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Glory.
You got to sing another song.
Transform my mind, yeah. My will,
Now, let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you and for the time that we're going to spend here together. Today we're going to go into the book of Genesis, the book of the beginnings, Genesis. And we're going to go to chapter 37, Genesis chapter 37. And we're going to start reading at verse 3. Genesis 37, verse 3. And this is what it says. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray thee, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obvious to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dream and for his words. Hallelujah. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obvious to me. And he told it his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee in the earth? And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth to expound on your word, God, we bless your word. And we acknowledge that your word is the final say in whatever we go through. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, most preachers preach, have favorite people that they like to preach about and like they enjoy talking to. And one of my favorites is Joseph, this particular Joseph in the Bible. And then there is another one, a person that I like to talk about is David, or King David. Even before David was king, he was a person that I enjoyed talking about. But we're going to use for a subject, be careful who you tell your dream to. Be careful who you tell your dream to. You know, these brethren of Joseph had jealous spirits in them, and it all backs up to the father. Now, I think as every parent have a child that they lean more closely to than all of the rest, because it's something about that child. It's not that they love them more. It's that they have a closeness that the other ones don't have. Like one like to maybe hang around home, and the other ones like to get up and leave home. And it's that one that like to hang around home or hang around mama or hang around daddy that the rest of them like to get up and go. And so they have a closer relationship. Even though the parent love all of them the same, there is a difference in how they communicate with each other. And I look at Joseph, and I think how the father first was the one that brought the division by showing his other children or giving Joseph stuff in front of the other children that he didn't give the rest of them. That was the first thing. He should have known, as the father, he should have known that was going to cause envy and strife among the brethren. And especially, he should have known that Joseph couldn't take up for himself when the fight started, because he was this next to the youngest child. And I don't know what this father was thinking about, but I think about David, and David was one of the younger children. I don't know if he was the exact youngest one or the one next to the youngest, but it amazes me how the father always have a hand in what's going on with the children. In David's case, when the prophet came to anoint the new king, the father said, well, when the prophet said, well, is this all of your children? Well, you know, I got one down there. He's down there with a few sheep. All right, well, if he doesn't have the wherewithal to take care of those few sheep, as you call them, why did you leave him down there with the few sheep? Why didn't you put somebody else down there with those few sheep that you thought could take care of them, rather than to put David down there with those few sheep? And it's another thing that I want to bring to mind. Whatever you're going to be when you're born, whatever you're going to be later in life, you're already that when you were born. For instance, if when you're born, if when a tree is, let me see how to say this, when a tree, if a tree is going to be an oak tree, when that acorn falls off the mother tree to the ground, it's an oak tree in that acorn already. It's already an oak tree in that acorn. Okay, David was already a king. God had already put the kingdom in his heart before he was born. We see that Jeremiah was, hallelujah, he said, I can't speak, I'm just a child. But he was a prophet when he was born. Because the word said that when he was born, he, hallelujah, was already who he was going to ever be. He had to just develop. He had to learn stuff. He had, because see, it's just like a baby. A baby that's a male child is already a male child. He just have to develop those tendencies that he need to have as an adult. I think it was Paul that said, when I was a man, I thought like a man, but I put away childish things. Children don't think like adults, but they're still either a male or a female when they are born. But I think, when I think about Joseph, I think about how when he was born, his mother died at the birth of the next child, so he didn't get to know his mother. Joseph's mother was one that his daddy loved from day one. He worked 7 years to gain the hand of Joseph's mother. But her father cheated him out of having her as his wife. So then he had to work after he wound up with her sister, and then had to work another 7 years for that. But then the daddy made things even worse by deciding, well, you know, that we marry off the older one first. Okay, well, why you didn't tell Joseph that? I mean, Joseph's mother that, Joseph Jacob that. Why you didn't tell him that before he worked those 7 years? See, that's dangerous to do that stuff to the man. Okay, but that was called cheating. But we got to go back and look how Joseph cheated, hallelujah, his brother. How he went and caught a hold of his brother's foot. Joseph's daddy was a twin. And when it was time for him and the twin to be born, he reached and grabbed his brother's foot and decided, well, I'm coming out first. I got a set of twin nephews. And basically the oldest one, the younger one, said, well, I was supposed to be born first. Said, but Al caught up to my foot and held me back. Said they enticed him out with a pork chop. And it just amazed me. I thought about this Bible story. But then we see that Joseph ended up where God wanted him at. See, God got a place in life for you. And God has set a dream in your heart. But you can't tell your dream to everybody. Because, see, people will walk right along beside of you and tell you how much they love you. And they will do things for you that you wouldn't even suspect. Hallelujah. But when it come down to the end, hallelujah, you will see where God put you. And we shouldn't be upset with somebody else because people are jealous of us. Because, see, everybody that come with us can't go with us. And I'm looking at the things in Joseph's life that when the chips were down, Joseph was standing by himself. And we see that he told dreams to the wrong person. See, and it reminds me of a character that used to be on the TV years ago called Flip Wilson. And Flip Wilson had a saying, and that saying was, loose lips sink ships. In other words, you just can't tell anybody everything because you think they're your friend, but understand, when you thinking they're your friend, they're not. They're not. They walk along with you looking just like they're the best thing since a steak sandwich. But they're not your friend, and you better learn that. Because loose lips will sink ships. And you be sitting up there half dead, and they don't know how they kill you. They have literally killed you in the spirit, and you don't understand what's going on. Why did you do this to me? And why am I hurting so badly? And God has put you in a ministry and somebody come along and do stuff to you, and you trying to think, well, why in the world did you do this to me? And but God got a place he needs you to be. And there's a certain thing and some hurt that you will have to go through in order to get you where you need to be, because there are some other things that God has in store for his people, and you have to go through all of this stuff in order to get God's people to where they need to be. But when you and that's why you can't just tell everything that you know. You have to hold it all to a side. But then again, look at Jesus, how the things that Jesus had to go through in order for God's people to be saved, all of this hurt that he went through, even to the point of death. He went through death itself. He was on the cross. And he was still, while he was hanging on the cross, still consoling the thief that was hanging on the cross beside him. And he told him, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. But you know, hallelujah, we when people hurt us, we have a tendency not to console them. When they are hurting, we have a tendency to not want to put our arms around them and love on them and kiss on them and all of that stuff. But then we tell them, well, you know, God has got this for me. God has that for me. God is this for me. Jesus did that for me. But, you know, we got to come before Jesus, before anything can happen. And if we go back in Mark, the 11th chapter, and read down in verse 26, it said those things that those people that you got something against, you have to turn it loose. Turn it loose. Because, see, let me tell you something. None of the stuff that happened to you couldn't happen if it was not the will of God. Hallelujah. It may be that God have you going through this because there's a place that you need to be, or because there's somebody else that he needs to lift up, and he knows that you can stand regardless to what happened in your life, just like Job. God knew that Job could stand regardless to what happened in his life. All of his children died. All of his animal died. All his wife cursed him to his face. All of this stuff we see happen, hallelujah. Hallelujah to this man. Yet he stood. And what we keep saying, and the devil did this to Job, but you got to understand it was God that brought Job to the devil's attention. Hallelujah. And then Job stood. When he got through laying down, he stood. Hallelujah. We don't feel like standing when we're going through it. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like cussing somebody out. And we're going to say, well, no, I never felt like that. Don't say that, because that's a lie. You felt like doing it. You don't do it. Hopefully you don't. But hopefully you don't. But you hear in your head, and you say, well, you should have cussed them out. No, I'm not going to cuss them out. I'm not going to use my mouth to destroy somebody. I'm not going to do it. Uh-uh. When I left all that stuff behind, I left it behind. When I left the devil behind, I left it behind. Hallelujah. Because God is an awesome God. And we sometimes we think, well, what in the world? And why in the world would that come to my mind? I don't understand that, Lord. Why would that thought even come to my mind? That thought came to your mind because the devil wants you to think that. Because the devil wants you to think that you are in a backslidden condition. The devil wants you to think, well, I know it wasn't nothing to you to start with. That's what the devil's mindset is. And his mindset is to make you think that you're not really saved at all. And he wants to just cause bad thoughts to come up in your mind about your salvation. But just like David, when David went and played the harp in the king's palace before the king, hallelujah, and the king threw those javelins at David, trying to kill him. And all David was doing was trying to play the harp to soothe his mind, because there were demons trying to discourage David. And but we have to understand, we can't just hold off and let anybody see what our dreams are. It's just like if you playing cards and people don't want to say anything about you playing cards. But before we got saved, we used to play cards. We used to gamble. We used to drink. We used to tell lies. We used to do all of. And when I said we, everybody didn't do all of those things, but you did something. Hallelujah. So we have to know who we telling our dreams to. Hallelujah. When you say, well, when as a child, we would say, well, when I get grown, hallelujah, I want to be a doctor. And the devil will start working right there in that minute to cause something to happen in your brain to say, oh, you really don't want to be a doctor. You see what they saying about you? They think that you somebody big. You don't really want to be a doctor. And then that thought starts going away from you that you want to be a doctor. But you be thinking that I want to help somebody. I got a brother or a sister that got cancer or got something else that's wrong with them, and I want to help them. And then the devil says, well, you really don't want to go through all of that. They spending all that money trying to help you. Hallelujah. You don't really want to be that. That's the devil's mindset, is to try to get you to think a different way. But know this, hallelujah, you don't have to flap your lips and get somebody thinking a different way. And you don't have to think, well, okay, I got this big degree now, so I'm better than somebody else. Hallelujah. You have to think, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord, and I'm gonna love on Jesus with everything that's in me. That's what we need to think. Hallelujah. And then think every once in a while during the day, I think, Lord, you know, I thank you for allowing your son, hallelujah, to come down here on earth, hallelujah, and save me. He not only came down, but he allowed me, hallelujah, to hold on to his coattail, hallelujah. But we'll see what we do. We keep thinking that we can tell everybody all our dreams, hallelujah. And it's just like this. My cousin told me, she said, Cousin Carrie, she said, you know, she said, I thought once I got saved, everybody was going to be excited for me. She said, but you told me that everybody's not going to be excited for you, honey, so you have to make up your mind whether or not you love the Lord, and whether or not you're going to stand for the Lord regardless to what somebody else thinks. Don't worry about what those people think. You just stand. And when everybody else falls, you just keep that on standing. If they knock you down, get back up on your knees. And then if you can't get up any further, just stay right there until you get some strength to get back up on your hands and knees. And then when you keep that on standing right there in that place, keep that on until you can get up on, hallelujah, on your feet again. Because understand that the Lord loves you, hallelujah, but don't just go and tell somebody, hallelujah, that you got this dream and you want to make this dream come. And it's only when God get ready to elevate you even further, he will send somebody, hallelujah, to tell you, hallelujah, in such a way that you will know it's God talking to you, and you will keep getting up further and further, hallelujah. And then you begin to praise God, hallelujah, with everything that's in you, hallelujah. And then you love, hallelujah, to think about David, how David did a whole lot of bad stuff. Hallelujah, he even committed adultery, and then he committed murder, took the woman's husband and put him up on the front line to kill him. And then he married that man's wife, and he did other stuff. And then, hallelujah, he did other bad stuff. The word said, but that all the bad stuff that David did, hallelujah, he was a man after God's own heart. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand and be a person after God's own heart. And all the devils in hell can't do a thing about it. Hallelujah. Don't say nothing to nobody but the Lord. Get on your hands and knees. Hallelujah. Bend over on your in your bathroom. Get over on your in your bedroom, in your living room. It doesn't matter where you are. Going down the road in your car. Hallelujah. Tell God, thank you. Lord, how come I didn't come a whole sometimes? Oh, God, thank you. Lord, I thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, I thank you because I haven't reached there yet. But, Lord, you said it was so, and I believe it. And for as I'm concerned, it is so. Hallelujah. And then we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And let us keep it to ourselves. Keep it under our hat. When God gives you a dream, you just work toward it very diligently. Hallelujah. And just tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Today we're going to send the program out from First Lady Faye Johnson in the passing of her mother, and for, hallelujah, for Patricia Jarnigan and her husband Daniel Marshall, hallelujah, her and her children. And then we're going to send the program out for, hallelujah, for all of the people that's hurting inside for one reason or another. Hallelujah. Because, see, the devil's job is to cause you to hurt. But your job is to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you say, hallelujah, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. I send the program out to Reverend Kearney. Hallelujah. And just say, we love you. And to Apostle May Godfrey, we love you. Apostle Barbara Watkins, we love you. It's good to just say, I love you. People need to know that they love you. And then when they say that they love you, understand they what they mean is, I love you the best that I know how. Hallelujah. And then stand firm on that, but stay close to the Lord so that you, whatever you do, you know that God is great and God is good. Hallelujah. And we thank him for just getting up in the morning, for just being able to dress our own self, for just being able to, hallelujah, to be able to see, to feed ourselves. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you for, hallelujah, I thank God for just being God. I thank God for just being God. I send the program out for my little sister in the Lord, Pastor Morgan out in Indiana. Hallelujah for Bill and Gloria Gaither in, I forgot the name of that place. for the Crab family. Hallelujah for, hallelujah for all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Then, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, walk through the halls of those hospitals and heal. In the name of Jesus, bind up the pain that these folks are feeling right now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, those people in prison, some of them haven't done a thing that caused them to be there. But, Lord, you know why they're there. So I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Those people in the nursing home, that family's probably put them there and not going back to see about them. We say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We honor you. And, Lord, we do praise you for us. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. See you next week on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother,
in HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
But you always forgave me. me sing a verse right here.
I wonder what kind of world would this world be if we would just learn to get down on our bending knee and speak to God concerning every problem we face. Oh, say a prayer. Sometimes that you feel like that you're right and I'm wrong, but whatever you do, please say a prayer
for me.
Oh, oh, we might not ever agree, but would you do this one thing for me and say, the morning and the evening.
That's what you need to do.
Whatever you do to me,
say a prayer for me.
Mm-hmm. If you really, 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 really love me like you say you do, just help me pull through and
say a prayer for me.
I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there that prayer. Tell somebody out there, press seal, seal. Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on in there. Cause prayer will. Daddy, I know it's rough, but you got a secret weapon. Just pray about it. Get down on your knees and begin to talk God and say, here I am, Lord. Take my hand.
As a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord.
It's all right to clap your hands.
I am
depending on you.
Is anybody listening to me? Ever tell the Lord that sometime, Lord,
I'm depending on you.
Let me say it one more time and I'll go on ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me
to Joan,
Jesus will always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man, living, 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 living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never, he ain't never left me alone. Yeah. Jesus. Lord, can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell him, I'm depending. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on Jesus.
Thank you. the Almighty. In his presence is where I be. Don't take my God's blessings lightly. Me and 88 slaying, and we putting faith into action every day. Morning, noon, night, okay, to make the only entryway to the pearly gates. If you can relate, let me hear you say.
Got the
You're catching the wave. We are live right here from the NFI studios on a wonderful Tuesday, and we approach the 2 o'clock hour, 10 minutes before 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. Look, there's a lot going on in Congress. In Washington, D.C., there's a lot going on. In Russia and Ukraine, there's a lot going on. There in Israel. And, you know, that is time for us to continue to pray for this nation and others and other countries as well. And we know these are perilous times, and there's no way that you can ignore the things that are happening, not only in other countries and here in the USA, but also in the cities where you and I live in. We are constantly hearing about mass shootings. There is no respect for no one anymore. Somebody said, there is no respect for a preacher anymore. We definitely need to pray. No respect for children, respecting their parents, disobedient. We are seeing so many things that are going on. So I want you to continually pray for this nation and pray for each and every one that's around this world, and those hearts that are wax cold, that their hearts will be touched in the name of Jesus, that they turn away from that evil spirit that they are carrying to do the things that are not pleasing in the eyesight of God. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. And when you spread the love, charity starts at home, then it spreads abroad. And when you release that love, just like you release a balloon in the air and you see it just constantly going up higher and higher in the atmosphere, and that's the same way as we release the love that God has given us. God gave his son for all of us that we may live and not die. And when we release the love that we have towards one another, then this world can be a better place. But if first must start at home and then spread abroad. And there are so many of you on today that you woke up this morning with breath to breathe and a right mind. Didn't know where you was going to wake up when you went to bed last night. But God woke you up this morning and given you the opportunity to breathe and have the activities of your limbs. And we're seeing so many people that are not fortunate as you are, and there are many today that are not with us, that was with us last year and previous years. But if you are listening today, Do one thing. If you haven't did it yet, tell God thank you. Thank God for Jesus Christ. You're catching the wave, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can also catch us on our NFI television gospel broadcast on DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. And if you're living in Atlanta, it's on DeKalb Channel 25. Don't forget our website, NFIradio.com. God bless you. Thank you so much again for catching the wave. Your number one Wharton and contemporary Christian station in the world.
Because he lives, I can't face tomorrow. Because he worth living, just 'cause he lives. God sent his son. Oh, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave.
My brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
cause he lives. All my fear, all fear is gone. Tomorrow, whoa, coffee, bless your name.